So, given these known serious violations, why didn't MSHA use its authority to shut down operations at this mine? That's a question Charleston Gazette reporter Ken Ward Jr. has put to top MSHA officials. Ward has been covering the coal industry for almost 20 years.
MSHA made a determination late last year that this mine, despite having been repeatedly cited for the most serious sorts of violations that MSHA can cite, had not committed a pattern of violations. And I've asked for an explanation of why that is, and MSHA so far has not provided any sort of explanation.
I want to talk to you, too, about the company involved here, Massey Energy, and its CEO, Don Blankenship. He's a hugely powerful figure, both in the coal industry and in West Virginia itself. How powerful would you say he is?
He's the CEO of the largest coal producer in the region. He doesn't mind spending his own money to influence politics or public policy, and I think he's generally considered by most observers to be a pretty powerful fellow.
How would you say that Massey Energy has changed and grown since Don Blankenship became CEO back in 2000?
Well, you know, they spun off, became their own publicly traded company. It was formerly A.T. Massey Coal Company. And one of the things that Massey has done is in a lot of parts of southern West Virginia, including the area where this mine explosion occurred, Massey has bought up a lot of reserves from other companies, union companies, and Massey's restarted mines operating, as Massey almost always does, without workers being members of the United Mine Workers of America. And of course, in the context of a mine disaster like this, it is important to note that union mines have what are called safety committees, where workers who are experts in safety have the ability to look out for other miners, and it gives the workers more of a voice in the safety of the conditions that they're working under.
What do Massey workers tell you about working conditions?
I think certainly there are an awful lot of people who work for Massey who are very happy with their jobs. They're making very good money, $100,000 a year or more if they're working a lot of overtime. If you talk to people who formerly worked at some of these mines and some people who still work at some of these mines, they're very concerned about the safety practices. And I think that as the investigation of this disaster goes on, you're going to be hearing more about that.
I read a description in the book Coal River, which is about Massey operations, describing the opening of the Upper Big Branch mine. A worker described a manager telling the workers there, "This is a Massey mine, so forget everything you ever knew about coal mining. Massey does it different." Do you think that's a prevailing view?
I think that it probably is. And, you know, it's important to note there's a lot of discussion of Massey's safety record, and it's worth noting that Massey Energy has paid the largest ever civil penalty, $20 million, for Clean Water Act violations in this country, and it has paid the largest ever criminal and civil fines in a coal mining death case. But there's a lot of this kind of racing around to compare Massey's safety record with that of other companies and people saying, well, this was an average number of violations. And I think missed in all of that is the basic question of why should it be acceptable for coal companies to violate the law? Do we accept that of other industries? Or are we as a country so interested in having cheap electricity that we're not really concerned about whether or not 25 people get blown up in a coal mine in southern West Virginia?
Ken, Massey Energy and its CEO, Don Blankenship, have plenty of critics. They also have lots of defenders. What do those defenders say?
They do have lots of defenders, and they say that Don is a patriot and is an entrepreneur and a self-made man. He grew up very poor and, by all accounts, put himself through Marshall University very, very quickly and did very, very well and is considered a pretty sharp guy, and a lot of people think very fondly of him.
Massey Energy has paid a lot of money in fines for these violations over the years. How much of an impact have those fines had on Massey's profits?
Well, I don't know, but I do know that today they issued some documents to the Securities and Exchange Commission in which they told their stockholders that they didn't expect the financial effects of this disaster to be significant in the long term on the company.
Of this disaster, this accident that killed 25, maybe more miners?
Correct.
Ken Ward Jr. is a staff writer with the Charleston Gazette. Ken, thanks very much.
Thank you.